Okay, this week is Parshas Chayei Sara. I'm sure you're all aware Chayei Sara is the parsha devoted to Shiduchim. Okay, the parsha devoted to Shiduchim. So as an extension of Shiduchim, I want to discuss today some ideas relating to the Sheva Brochos. After the Shiduch is concluded, you make a wedding, and then you recite seven blessings. Okay, it's interesting that the seven blessings that you recite by a wedding are the same seven blessings that you recite by a Sheva Brochos. Let's explain. I'm sure you all, which is a basic, you said everyone's aware that there are two parts to marriage. Something called the Erisin and the Nisuin. Erisin is when the man and woman, when the man is Mekadesh to Isha, but just because the man is Mekadesh and Isha, he marries her, she is still forbidden. They are forbidden to be together. And they are fully married. When a man gives an Isha, there are three ways a woman can get married. Kesef, Shtar, and Diyah. Today, the only way we do Kiddush is only exclusively through Kesef, through the giving of a Tabas. Chosin gives the Kala a Tabas. He gives her Kesef, and he says to her, Hare at mikudeshes li betabas zu kidas Moshe v'Yisrael. If she accepts it, if she's willing to accept it, then, and they're witnesses, so that means that they are hereby in a state of erusin. They are married. They are married, which means, what does it mean that married? She is categorically forbidden to be with any other man other than this man. But this, she's still not permitted to him. She is still forbidden to this person. Now, in time of Chazal, there would typically be a delay of about 12 months between the moment of Kiddushin, which is synonymous with the word erusin, until the moment when the chosan takes her into his rishus, into his home. And that is called nisuin. And that requires a separate kinyan, a separate transaction, where in the presence of witnesses, he takes her into his home, and they recite seven blessings. So there's erisin and there is nisuin. Tamei Chazal, there was a gap of about 12 months between the erisin and the nisuin. And today we have no gap whatsoever. In fact, we do the nisuin, well, we do the act of nisuin before. The chos, the kala, comes into the chuppah. The chuppah is the property, is the rishus. It is dedicated to be the rishus of the husband. When the kala comes in, she is going into the chuppah. And then we first do the kinyan of kiddushin. And then we finalize the nisuin by reciting seven blessings. You're going to ask the question, how could you do both parts of the marriage in one shot? Ein oisin mitzvahs chavilois chavilois. It's a good kasha. There are two separate mitzvahs, two separate parts of the marriage. There is the erisin and the nisuin. How could we go and group the two together in one shot? One caterer, one wedding hall, in one day. You break it up. How do you break it up? Speech. Have a speech. Reading the ksuba. Better, no, but really it's a better thing to read to have a speech. Have a speech is also a chedga, breaking up, having a speech. It used to be traditionally, have a speech. It used to be that the chosan was the one who said the speech. The chosan was Dorish. My Rebbe Chaim Siegel, so he got married in Switzerland. He told us that, he says that when he got married, it was the custom, the chosan, he spoke under the chuppah, the chosan, not by the chosan's tish. He spoke under the chuppah, and every day there was Sheva Brachos, and it was the minhag, the chosan had a darshan, say Torah, different Torah, you can't repeat. Every day, when you were engaged, you had to work on seven drashas. One under the chuppah, and every single day it was expected the chosan would speak at the Sheva Brachos. Good Torah. He says the chasanim today. Okay, so you have to say Torah. You have to say Torah all 7 days. Okay, I have not yet heard of, I know in certain circles that they have a kalatish with a kala before the chuppah, but I never yet heard the kala speak under the chuppah. That I have not yet heard. Mr. Mril, so you're familiar with the kala and the chuppah speaking? I know about kala giving a drasha by the kalatish. But just like there's a chosantish, there's a kalatish. I never saw a chosan speak under the chuppah. Very often, very often there are drashas under the chuppah, and the main reason why it's proper to have a drasha is in order that it should not be inois and mitzvahs chavilas in order to separate the kiddushin from the nesuin. There's a break, so the break should be a significant break. Have a drasha. We rely upon reading the ksuba. When you read the ksuba, you separate. That's why you have different cups of wine. And those different cups of wine, there's a cup of wine for the erisin and a different cup of wine for the nesuin. Mm-hmm. You don't mix the two cups together. By the erisin, the bracha is, what's the bracha of the erisin? Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvaysav, v'osar lanu esho arusais. Just because the chassan is going to give the kesef kiddushin and going to marry this woman, they're still forbidden. He's not allowed to live with her. They're not allowed to live together. V'osar lanu esho arusais. V'hiti lanu es hanesuais. Al de chupa the kiddushin, but right now we have not yet done the chupa and the chupa. We've only done the kiddushin, so right now it remains in the state of the osar lanu es hanesuais, and then the chasan gives the tabas to the kala in the presence of the two witnesses, and then preparing. But before that takes place, it's interesting. Before they do this, they make the bracha and they drink and they drink the yayin. And what's the procedure of a wedding? Baruch Atah Hashem. The first thing is they call them the Masada Kedushin. And it's very important when they call them. Don't make this mistake by your grandchildren. When you call up the Masada Kedushin, you also call up the witnesses. Don't forget to call up the witness. A package deal. You announce the Mesader Kiddushin and the witnesses. There's one thing, I know it's a family, they, I don't know why they have a Hakpada, they don't call up. They tell the people in advance who's getting the brach. I don't know why, it's a big family. It's a big family, and they don't make announcements who's getting the kibbut. The people just come up, whatever the reason is, but generally go to a wedding, they call up Mechubit, Harav, Hagoyin, Hakadosh, Hatar, Rashna Behag, Mayor Appeldorf, with cedar kedushin, and immediately, don't toichidei dibor. I'm giving you good advice. Toichidei dibor. You call up the two witnesses, then the Masader kedushin comes up. They give him a cup of wine, and he makes the borei pri hagofen. And then he makes the second blessing. And the second blessing is the bracha you make on Erusin, which is what we call Kiddushin. Barachato Hashem lokeinu melech lemasher kiddushanu b'mitzvaysav. V'osar lanu esho arusais. And he made it forbidden for a man to be with an arusa. And it was only matter her through chuba v'kiddushin. And afterwards, so there are some mesadrei kiddushin that have a minuk to immediately sip. From the bracha borei priya gofen, there should not be a hefsek. They tilt the cup and they get their hands dirty and they lick the wine, so there should not be a hefsek between the bracha borei priya gofen. Some do this, some do not do this, and then they begin this now. Like you made the borei priya gofen and you made the birchas erusin, now the masader kedushin he says to the chassan, do you have kesef? How are you going to marry this woman? In order to do the erisin, you have to have a tabas. To me, this is a pella. What do they do today? Then the Masada Kedushin says, you have a ring. Where's the ring? Look at the ring. Ah, who are the witnesses? Are you kosher witnesses? Are you relatives? Are you kosher? What?
Did you buy it? Is it yours?
Is it very important? Is it your ring or is it your father? Did your father who paid for this? Did he give it to you? Bimatana, coin it. Whose ring is it? Is it worth a pruta? Now, is there any inscription? Is it etched in the inside of the ring that it's 18 carats? So whatever it says, and therefore the kala may think that it's worth a lot more than it really is worth. It's not worth today more than $125, I assume. Okay, it should not be worth more than $125. But the kala may think it's worth $10,000. Who knows? Then there's a shaila. It's
with cryptocurrency, is it really worth it?
If it was purchased with cryptocurrency, Okay, but is okay, then he asks all these questions. He asks the witness, are you related, this and this, whatever, everything good? Photographer, are you here? Are you ready? Is the photographer ready? And the witness says, can you see what's going on? And then the chassan gives, the tabas, he says the words first, Hariat mikudesh asli b'tabas zu, zo, zu, kidas Moshe v'Yisrael. And then he gives it to the kala, and the witness says, look, and the Masadir Kedushin and the wind is saying Mikudeshes, and then he gets out of the way. Now I left out one very important thing, the most important thing. After the Masadir Kedushin makes the Bar Priya Gofen, and he makes the second blessing, Asher Kedushin b'mitzvos of Yoslanu Sarusos, after he sips, he also gives the cup to the Chosan to sip from, and the Kala to sip from. They both sip from the Koishol Broch at that moment in time. That Kois is done. Now that the Mesader Kedushin sipped from it, if he does, not all the time, and the Chosan Kala also sipped, we're done. That Kois, away. Goodbye. Where does it go?
The first goes to the mother of the Chosan to give to.
Okay, because the Mesader Kedushin is not going to touch the girl. Obviously, so the give to the mother of the Kala. The Chosan gives it to the mother. You have a lot of experiences. Gives it to the mother of the Kala. They pick up the veil. She drinks a little bit.
The mother of the Chosan gives it to the Kala.
I didn't know that. That's interesting. Really?
Yeah.
That's the way it's supposed to be done?
Yeah.
The mother of the Chosan?
The Masada Kedushin will give it to the Kala. Why not?
I never heard of an Inyan who does it. It's a practical thing.
That's a
you give it to the Chassan. The Chassan drinks it. Yeah.
What are you talking about? What's the problem giving it a drink?
It's not a problem.
No problem.
It's not the mini Yushalayim that it's the Masada Kedushin is doing.
Okay, you're telling me a chiddush. Well, let's get clarified what you're saying. You're saying is that the Masada Kedushin gives it to the Chassan. The Chassan sips a little bit. And then the Chosan gives it to his mother. And the mother then gives it to the Kala. And the mother of the Kala picks up the veil. Who picks up the veil? The mother, that's the reason why.
The
Chosan. The Chosan gives. Wait, he has to drink from it. He drinks a little bit. He drinks. After the Chosan drinks, what does the Chosan do with the cup?
He doesn't do it.
He gives it to his mother. Who's holding the cup for him? The Masada the Kedushin?
Yeah.
I could be. I have no idea.
Halt cup.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. A matir. The shevrach is the matin. Right. That's okay. We're not up to that yet. We're gonna get to that.
The maisera of the seder that before you eat the matzah. You have seven
brothers.
So then,
right. It's a matir, because the erisin makes her usher.
So, the seven brothers that you make before Achilles Matzah, is matir
the Achilles Matzah, just like the seven brothers, a matir the kala to the chasim.
Right.
Beautiful. Okay.
The
Kiddushin makes her osur, and the Shevrachas are the matir. Simcha. A matir on simcha. He's saying the Shevrachas are matir the simcha. That's a chiddush, not the simcha, not just the kala. Of the simcha. Rabbi Dr. Colonel Cohn, or Shlomo Cohn, we want to welcome you. It is an honor that you participate with our shir, and it is a bracha that we get to hear you. We can see you also if you turn on the video, but at least we get to hear you. Welcome. It is very pleasurable to hear you. So let's go further. Okay, so therefore now, I just have an observation. Okay, this is my foolish observation. I wouldn't have the chutzpah to ask any of the gedolim who do the wedding, and that is, they you know, you need a koshel bracha in honor of the Kiddushin. Let me come back to my question in a moment. After the Kiddushin is now over, the Chosan gave the Kala the Tabas, and the Mesad the Kiddushin said, it's good. The Mesad the Kiddushin walks off the stage, and the Erisin is complete. At this moment in time, this woman is called a Na'a, is called a Mu'urasa. She's not a Naira today, she's probably more than 12 years old, but she's a Mu'urasa. She's a woman that had an Erisin. She did not yet have Nisuin, which means that she is Osur to the entire world. She's Osur to the whole world, but she's also forbidden to her husband because she only had the Erisin. Now, we want to do the second part of marriage called the Nisuin. Well, he already took her into his Rishus. She already walked into the Chuppah. They also had a Badekin already. That's also a Shtikl Chuppah, but that's not the Gemar. The Gemar means you need the blessings. You need to make the seven blessings in order to conclude the Kinyan Chuppah to be Matir, the Chosan, to the Kala to the Chosan. So now, take a new cup of wine. Einois and mitzvahs chavilois chavilois. Do not use the same cup of wine. That's not nice. You don't reuse the same cup of wine. You take a new cup of wine, and we're now going to have seven blessings that will be recited on this new cup of wine in order to conclude the kinyan chuppah. But before you do that, you have to have a break. A break. Everyone, Rabbi Isai, take out your smartphone and surf the web for 10 minutes, check your email, check your WhatsApp, take a break, and then we'll do the second part of this marriage. We don't want to do Einois and Mitzvahs Chavilois. All of you very religious people over here that don't have smartphones, don't want to ruin your Shidduchim for your own children, who don't have smartphones, so we'll have a speech. Does anyone here want to give a speech? No? Okay, so the next best thing is we'll read the Ksuba. Let's read, who wants to read the Ksuba and see what it says in this Aramaic document. It says here something to the effect that in case of death or divorce, this man will have to pay this woman a lot of money. And in the meantime, until that happens, he has to give her honor and he has to support her and has to do all the things that no one ever does. Okay, so we're mafsig in the Erisin and the Nisuin. What? Of course not. Of course not. The ksuba, even if you don't do a ksuba altogether, let's say just they forget to do the ksuba. They don't do the ksuba altogether. They're still fully married 100%.
But you can't live together.
You're not supposed to live together. And the truth is you have 30 days. 30 days from the time that you realize, we didn't do a ksuba, we lost the ksuba. You have 30 days to get it done. It's not an emergency. And in the event of chas v'shalom, there's a death or divorce, the husband still has an obligation to pay what it would say in an ordinary ksuba. Stakonas chazal. So of course, we're very machmir, we have a ksuba, and it's written kedasu chedin, a lot of chumers, and you have to have it at all times with you, you should know where it is. Absolutely, l'chatchilin, we read the ksuba, and the chasan should really know in advance what it says in the ksuba before he signs the ksuba, before it's given. Of course, but after the fact is over, all of these things are all established, halachos, takanos, and the person cannot wiggle his way out of it no matter what.
If you rewrite the ksuba, let's say you lost it, which date do you use?
The new date, it's called the ksuba de irchasa, it's a special nusach. If the ksuba that you're writing now is not the date of the wedding, it's a different nusach. It's a ksuba de irchasa. There's a whole sefer, I forgot the name of the sefer. There's a whole sefer of all the shtars where they come from. There's different nusach. It's a little bit different. Ksuba d'irchasa. My father did a ksuba d'irchasa for almost everyone in my father's shul. All the balabatim at some point in time came to my father and they said, Rabbi, you know, we don't know where our ksuba is. No problem. Come tonight, 10 o'clock. We'll do it. I used to print them up on the computer. I had to print it up. He did it for almost half the shul he did it for. And only the husband has to come. Only the husband comes, not the wives. A ksuba is a one-way document. One way. A woman, a kala, never ever signs the ksuba. No such thing. A ksuba is a one-way document, the obligations a man has to his wife. The tanoim is a two-way document. What he has to do, what she has to do, what the families have to do for each other. A ksuba is a one-way document. Okay. So we have over here, we have now, then we recite seven blessings. In order to, I just want to make an observation. My observation is, I never understood this, I never asked anyone is, you have a koy shel bracha that accompanies the maisei kiddushin. Koy shel bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Borei Pri HaGofen, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvosav, V'yasar lanu es ha'arusos, V'hitir lanu es ha'nusos, Al yedei chubov v'kiddushin. Okay, two brachas. The besad the kiddushin gets both blessings. So, my question is, after he makes the Borei Pri HaGofen, and it says the bracha, and drinks a little bit, and gives a little bit to the chasen kal to drink, all of a sudden there's a big delay. Where's the ring? Who got the ring? Is the ring yours? Who gave this to you? You don't have a penny to your name. How do you get this ring? There's an inscription in the ring. These are chumras. Who are the witnesses here? Are they kosher witnesses? Are they related? What's going on over here? Everyone, you're in position. Photographers, no. We're not doing nothing yet. This guy's not in the right place. This one's not here. Everything's not ready yet. Everyone's got it. There's this long delay. Onto the chuppah. You ever go to a wedding? Anyone ever go to a wedding before? After the Mesader Kedushin makes the two blessings and the Mesader Kedushin drinks and he gives the Chosn Kala to drink, there's a good, could be even 5 minutes sometimes. Even 5 minutes. Until everything is in order for the chassan to take that ring and give the ring to the kala and say before Hariat Mikudeshasli. Go time it. Next time you go to a wedding, tell me how much time there is exactly on your stopwatch between the end of the blessing of the Mesader Kedushin and the time the chassan says Hariat Mikudeshas. So my question is, being that the Kosh Shel Bracha, the Borei Pri HaGofen and the Bracha is all in honor of the Maisa Kiddushin, why isn't it the Minog? Obviously I'm wrong, because I'm wrong, but is that the Mesader Kiddushin should ask all the questions and get everything ready before he makes the Borei Pri HaGofen? Before he starts, they call up the Mesader Kiddushin. Yeah, my question. What do you mean it's not Tali in the other? You made the bracha. You made the bracha. Let's say there's a 5 minute delay and the chassan says, you know what? I see in the audience here one of my exes that I went out with. I want to marry her instead of you. then the brachas are levatala. Yeah. You made a Borei Pri HaGofen. Okay, you'll somebody drank out of bracha. But the bracha asher osalan was harusois. The bracha is on Hareyat Mikudeshes. So I don't understand, why doesn't the Mesader Kedushin first, you call me out the Mesader Kedushin, very good. Before I make the Borei Pri HaGofen, Chos, you have a ring? Is it yours? Are there witnesses? Are they kosher witnesses? Are they in the right place? You know how to say Hareyat Mikudeshes? All of the questions, photographer, are you satisfied? Are you satisfied with the arrangement over here?
It's not a break.
It is a break.
Why?
It's not an ideal thing when you make hamaytzi lechem. Everyone knows the halacha. You make hamaytzi lechem in aretz. Where's this? There's no salt on the table.
The
Are you allowed to say where's the salt?
Yes.
Of course. The salt is in there. Okay, so we'll wait. So we'll wait 5 minutes until you get the salt.
Is it
mutter?
No.
Yes, mutter lechatchila. Is it proper?
No.
It's not proper.
It
doesn't expire as long as you're involved. As long as you're involved in getting where you need to be, it's fine. Of course, it's smarter. I make hamaytzi lechem in haaretz. Now I'll be mafsik, right? I have to eat the bread. Oh, where's the salt? Excuse me, where is the salt? Oh, I gotta go into the kitchen, come back, find it. Whatever you want to do, is it mutter? It's mutter. Just because it's permitted and everything is fine and good, we all know that there is an ideal way to do something and there is a way that's not 100%. It would be proper for the salt to be on the table, and from the moment you make the bracha hamaytzi lechem in aretz, there should be no delay from the moment of the bracha until the maisa achila. No? Am I saying strange things to you? Isn't that the normal way? So it questions if anyway the Mesader Kedushin has to make all of the arrangements, and he has to go and check out the ring, and he has to go make sure the witnesses are in position, and everything is kosher v'yosher. You know, sometimes they call up the witnesses and they're not even there. Mechubir Rav HaGoyin with see the Kedushin, or Mechubir Rav HaGoyin and this one Rav HaGoyin with a day Kedushin. And guess what? They're in the bathroom. Or for some reason they never showed up. They thought they were there, they're not there. Oh, now I got who should we insult by calling up to be the aid kedushin v'chulu v'chulu? Wouldn't it make a lot of logical sense is that before the Mesader Kedushin makes the bracha, Bari Pri Agafa, and the bracha Asher Osalana Sarusas, which is the bracha on the Maisa Kedushin, everything should be ready to go. And it's not! They don't try. They don't try nothing. Next time you go to a wedding, what?
You have to create a checklist. You do. A lot of people.
The caterers know this in their sleep. They got the what?
The same reason you walk with the husband, you shouldn't run too quickly. You don't want the.
It's a lack of planning.
You don't want the chuppah to go very quick.
It's sort of like all very. Gedolei Yisrael, obviously what I'm saying must be wrong. It must be because you don't see this being done. You're going to say that you can't make the... I don't know what to say. I don't have the guts to ask. I'm not close to anyone today anymore.
But
not that I ever was. What?
Is not necessarily there right before the cookbook. They just show up right
in
time.
Right.
They have the time.
Sometimes they wait.
When you make a bracha, you have a nice table full of guests. If you say hamaytzi lechem in arts and there's no salt on the table, are you allowed to say, can someone please go into the kitchen and bring out salt? You're allowed to say this. It's litzorech hasud, litzorech, I made a bracha and I'm about to eat the bread, I'm missing the salt, I'm allowed. I'm allowed to say, please.
Are you allowed to make a bracha without the salt?
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. I mean, let's not ask that question. Let's ask the question, are you allowed to make the bracha, and now you realize, and now everything is in place. You're definitely allowed to stop it. It's litzorich, it's all litzorich. But we all know, everyone here knows, that you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. You want, everyone here knows that when you make a bracha, the proper way, the ideal way is, I make the bracha, and everything is ready to go, so there is no delay. Yeah, if there's a delay, there's a delay. But l'chatchila, you're not aiming for there to be delays.
So we have to.
Well, that's a baruch say.
I don't think this is universal what you're talking about, because I've seen, I wasn't privy to what they're doing up front. A lot of times you see this, they call up in a sacrifice, close up there. For some reason, it doesn't happen right now.
Oh, so maybe in a chanami I'm right.
Yeah,
okay, it could be. Oh, he's making all the arrangements. So that would l'chayra be the right thing to do. I don't know, because more often than not, maybe I'm imagining, I'm planning to go to a wedding next week. I'm going to go look very carefully. What? What's going on? Well, the question you have is, after he made the bracha, did everything else happen immediately? Right, so it's interesting to pay attention. I don't know the answer. And l'chayra, and obviously, hanach l'chem l'yisholim einam nevim b'nei nevim. Maybe that's all part of the process. That's all the way it's meant to be. Just get married. Get married. Make the bracha, and then we'll figure out the rest. Don't worry about it. But l'chayra, I would assume that the proper thing to do is, from the moment you make the bracha, to minimize the delay. The Mesader Kedushin says, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Borei Pri Hagafen. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvos Veslon Arusas. V'chulu. And the moment when he finishes Al Yidei Chub of the Kiddushin Amen, in the Chasan drinks, the Kala drinks, immediately Hareat Mikudeshes Li B'Tabazu. Isn't the bracha going on the Hareat Mikudeshes? It's even a pella that you have to drink the wine. If you're making the bracha on the Maisa Erisin, to me it's even a pella. That you even give time to drink the wine. If I wouldn't know anything, I would think, you come to a wedding and you say, Baruch atah Hashem, Kedem Melech Olam, Boi Rei Pri Hagafen, you drink. Chosan Kala drinks. Okay, you drank, you're happy now? Now let's start. Now you make a...
Back up.
we're assuming that anybody has to drink.
Correct. Anyone can drink.
We're assuming that somebody has to drink. That was not a bracha on a kosher.
You are correct. Mikra din. Right. So Mikra din. There is a lot of discussion. Maybe no one has to drink.
Maybe
no one has to drink. So today it is very common today that the Mesader Kiddushin will drink a little bit. He's not going to. There's a minuk. He's going to tilt his hand and have it spill deliberately on his hand, and he will lick his finger. It's very common today. And then they're going to give the chosan to be toy ma'at, ti'ima, and the kala ti'ima ma'at. Is that required? Not necessarily. The Bori Priya Gofen is said, it's a birchas ha-shevach. It's said in honor of the simcha.
And the proof might be that nobody drinks a revius. Nobody.
No, that's not a kasha.
So that shows it's not a birchas the hand, and if it was a birchas the hand, it would have to
drink. Not necessarily, because the drinker, that's only for the brach acharoina. Not muchach. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Like let's not. If I would not know anything, I would think that if you want to make the bar priya gofen, that after you make the bar, everyone, you drink, whoever wants to. Rabbi Sai, does anyone want to drink from the koishel bracha? It's a segula for ashirus. You love them lining up. Good. Okay, we're done with the wine. Everyone is happy now? Good. Now let's get on with the show. I would think, now the Mesader Kiddusha makes the second blessing. And without any delay, the Chosin says, Hariyat Mikudeshes, the moment after he makes the second blessing. Who's really supposed to make the blessing on Kiddusha? Really, the Chosin's supposed to make the blessing. Really, Mikra Adin, the Chosin should make the Baruch. He's getting married, not the Mesader Kiddushin. The Chosin should say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvos Ve'osa Lanu Asarusos. So the minig is, you give it to the Mechabed, the Shliach Bezdin, so to speak. The Mesader Kiddushin, to one degree, has a different Shliach Bezdin, you give it to someone else. No, that's not the minhag. The minhag is the chosan. You're saying, why do you even need a Mesader Kiddushin? Yeah. In the Gemara, there's no such thing.
Right.
The whole Talmud Bavli, and today is the Talmud Yerushalmi. Anyone here learning Talmud Yerushalmi? But you're learning who's learning Talmud Yerushalmi? Anyone here learning Talmud today is Daf Beis. Talmud Yerushalmi, Daf Beis, Brochus, is that Daf Beis, Daf Aleph? I don't even know. Yerushalmi, Daf Aleph? I think it's Daf Aleph in Yerushalmi. Talmud Yerushalmi starts today. The OU has made a very big deal about this. Rabbi Rosner and other have a whole bunch of Rabbanim are giving Shiurim. They're pushing the study of Talmud Yerushalmi. Isn't it amazing? What is Chus for Klal Yisrael? Can you imagine such a today is really no Tachnun today. There should not be Tachnun today. Because today, think about this, from the time of when Yerushalmi was written, the Chasimas Yerushalmi, and approximately 300 years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, you can probably argue there was never a time in Jewish history for the last 1,952 years minus 300, where the Klal Yisrael promoted the study of Talmud Yerushalmi like today. The OU has invested an enormous amount of money, time, effort to promote the study of Talmud Yerushalmi. Go to their website, Oldaf. Oldaf, it's like a mamish, a yomtiv today. Art Scroll has gone where no man has gone before, what they published. Meir Zlatowitz said the spitz of everything they did in Art Scroll was for the Talmud Yerushalmi. Well, it's unbelievable. Talmud Yerushalmi is the culmination of everything Art Scroll ever did. All of the koiches hanefesh, the talent, the skill, the know-how, the money, the fundraising, you name it, it came to fruition in the publication of the Talmud Yerushalmi. They did their own, you know, the folios, the Hebrew side, it's their own. Art Scroll made their own Hebrew Talmud, the folios, completely redone. The most beautiful, a whole new tzura. It's Art Scroll Tzura Sadaf. Art Scroll made their own Tzura Sadaf. Unbelievable. And the English, the elucidation, it's not to be believed. Mamish, not to be believed. Meir Zlatowitz, he said, this is the spitz. He says, the Bavli, someone else would have done it if we didn't do the Bavli. But no one would have done this. Not the way we did it. And today, the OU, not the Aguda, the OU is taking the lead in promoting the study of Talmud Yerushalmi.
The Aguda will take it over.
Listen, I told you the joke of the Aguda. The Aguda, how do you know that Matan Torah, 3,000 years ago, was an Aguda event? It was not, don't you know, Matan Torah, they had the big banner, the Aguda logo was on the mountain, it was projected on the mountain. How do you know? How do you know, I'm sorry, I didn't say the joke correctly. Had the Aguda existed at the time of Matan Torah, how do you know they would have said that Matan Torah was an Aguda event? How do you know? The way you know is because the facts are they didn't exist 3,000 years ago. But today they claim that it was an Aguda event. So if they did exist, then they certainly would have said it was an Aguda event. You don't get my joke. Okay. Forget about it. Two daf yomis. If you're not confused enough.
How many years? That's
like 5 years, I think. Like 4 years. 4.5 years. What? Like all right, this is just jokes. These are just jokes. Any event, no, but that Yerushalmi is not a joke. Listen, it's not for me. I can't even learn a daf gemara in Bavli. I'm going to learn Yerushalmi. Not for me, but.
Actually, it's
a davar choshev. Today is mamish a yom tov in Klal Yisrael. It's never been, it shows how Klal Yisrael has matured.
No,
say Tachmiyah. And Klal Yisrael has matured. It's a tremendous simcha today. It's a tremendous, an ace rotzei. There are many people today that are learning, that are trying out to see, to taste, what is this thing called Talmud Yerushalmi, to break your teeth.
Would that be preferred on your...
What?
Talmud Yerushalmi, which one would be the preferred one then?
Bavli. Don't learn Yerushalmi until you know Bavli. Until you go through at least 2-3 cycles of Bavli before you go Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is a different, totally different ball game. But it shows a maturity. People wouldn't fathom of finishing Bavli. Today, the average guy, I went to Daf Yomi 2 times, 3 times. Okay, so listen, not everyone knows, not everyone, I'm talking about the whole Seder to learn the whole thing. Not everyone knows every Daf Gemara. We understand that. But still, there's an appreciation. You sat in on every mesechta, you sat in for 5 daf. I sat in on not pashut. It's an ace rotzayin today. There's no question about it. Kol hakavod to the OU. It's remarkable, unbelievable. Think about it. Unbelievable. At an art school, it's really, really very, very special. It's a very special day. Now going back to our sugya here, we have over here. So how do we get into this over here with the order? So this is just my observation. It is plain partial my observation. If you're making the halacha is we make 2 brachas together in one shot, the Borei Pri HaGafen and the bracha Birchas Erusin, and then there's a delay. Usually I don't know if there's a delay, whatever, but there is some degree of a delay where everything has to be in position because first the chas and kala drink from the yayin and then they do the ma'isa kedushin. That's the way it is. It's also, you know, it's a pella that there is a bracha for kedushin. The reason why it's a pella is because you don't make a bracha on an action that depends upon someone else. Generally, you only make a bracha when the mitzvah is 100% dependent upon you. You do not make a bracha when you give tzedakah. Why not? So you'll tell me, you don't want to embarrass the person. But there's another reason why you don't make a bracha. Who says that the ani will take the money? When you go to a poor man and you give him tzedakah, who says he'll accept? How many times did it happen to you when you give someone at the door $1? Happened to me more than once. I'm out here to take $1. I didn't come here for $1. I came here for something significant. I don't take anything less, with the Satmarov. When the Satmarov applied to become an American citizen, the judge asked him, which president is on the $1 bill? So the Satmarov asked the Gabbai, Vuzuk the Orel. What did the Orel? The Orel, he couldn't have a more derogatory a more derogatory word, worse than calling someone a shegetz? What did the RL ask me? So he said, the RL, in front of the judge, the RL wants to know. He said in Yiddish, I don't know Yiddish, who's on the $1 bill? So he says, tell Zog the RL, I don't look at anything less than 100. Okay, so going back to our question, there is a delay. Why is there a delay? I do not know why there is a delay, but obviously the minhag Yisrael is you make the bracha, the bar pri hagafen, and then you set every. So generally, when you do a mitzvah, and it depends on someone else receiving. Do you make a bracha? No. When you give mishloach monos, do you make a bracha? No. Why not? Who says your friend will accept your mishloach monos? I want to give you a beautiful mishloach monos. Sorry, I have nowhere to put it. I'm on my way out of the house. I can't take it. I'm sorry. I know it's a mitzvah, but I can't. I'm sorry. I'm in a rush. I have to go somewhere. Who says the other person will receive it? Anytime you do a mitzvah where the fulfillment of the mitzvah is dependent upon someone else, you don't make a bracha. So it's a pella that we make a bracha when you get married. Because when you make the bracha, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah, of aslanu esarusos, that is the bracha you make for the chasen giving the kala the ring, the tabas. Who says the kala will take the ring?
So maybe that's just a proof the other way, that this is not a bracha on the kiddushin.
So why are you making it then? I hear what you're saying, but...
Why do I make other brachas?
It's not holy. I'm sure there have been weddings where the chasen underneath the chuppah, the kala say, you know what, I changed my mind. I'm sure it's happened.
On the flip side, if you didn't make any of these brachas...
Well, the chassan says...
On the flip side, if you didn't make any of these brachas, and all he said was, Harei Atu Kadesh Shri Tabazu, they're married without the bracha.
Every mitzvah, if you put on tefillin, you didn't make a bracha. Are you yoytze in the midst of tefillin? Of course you yoytze. You put on a towel, so I forgot to make a bracha. Lip service. Rabbi Victor Miller saw a boy in the hallway go to the sink and go, and he starts drinking a cup of water. He calls and says, listen, you make another bracha. You worried about bracha levatola? It's on me. I watched you make that bracha shahakol. I saw you take the water fountain. Don't worry, you make another bracha. Don't worry about bracha levatola. It's on me. If you don't say the bracha correctly, you yoytze the mitzvah, of course you yoytze the mitzvah. All right, now, let me just get to the point now. Let's just discuss something very common now. You make the shev brachas. You've all been to a wedding where someone messed the after, so the error. So that's our observation. Okay, so why l'chayr it should be done? It's a chiddush b'chlal that you make a bracha, because who says the kala is going to want to take the ring? Number two, if you're going to make the bracha l'chayr, there should not be any delay. And yet the minig is we're not so makbit puk chazi ma'amad devar. Generally, you go to a wedding, they're not so makbit to do everything so quickly. They make the brachas, they get things in order. It takes time until the chassan drinks the yayin, until the kala drinks, until everything is put into place. The edim, there's a conversation, I'm telling you, I've seen many times. There's a whole conversation going under the chuppah between the mesader, kiddushi, looks at the ring, and it's a whole show. Look at the ring, is it worth a pruta? Is it your ring? Everything good? Are you the witnesses? Are you relatives? It's the whole conversation. Okay, we're all ready now? Okay. They pick up the veil, and then they do the Hariyat Mikodeshes. Why is that necessary? Why don't they take care of all of that before they make the bracha to be memayit, the hefsik between the bracha and the maisik kedushin? Observation.
Maybe because that part is so important.
Could very well be. You're saying very good. Dr. Dove is saying very good.
As he gives a ring.
Since it's these such critical things, the delay of making the bracha with giving to drink the chasen kala may ruin everything. Maybe they'll lose the ring in between, or maybe this will happen, that will happen, the witnesses. You're saying that since these are such critical elements to make sure that he owns the ring and the ring is approved and everything and the witnesses are prepared to watch, it's so critical. Adarabba, you don't want to do before. Because those things are essential. Could very well be. That's a very nice svara. Okay, I'm not advocating any change, chas v'sholem, hanach lochem l'yisholem, einam levim, b'neinim. I never even asked a real mesader kedushin because I don't have any shaykhs. The people on this league who do maisei kedushin every single day, the professionals who do this every single day. There are people who do kedushin once in a lifetime. When there are people who do they do kiddushin, they do kiddushin. People who do once in a lifetime are very dangerous. They don't know what they're doing. Peter of Aaron Schachter. So he used to do a wedding, mamish, at least one wedding every single night. At least. Every person on the whole flapush used to ask him to come to be in my day. Everyone in the yeshiva, certainly. And everyone, you name it. And he would go and be Masada Kedushin. Because he was Masada Kedushin literally every single night, when you think he has time to sit down with the Chassan Kala, how do you spell your name? How do you do this? How do you do that? He didn't have time to waste on this. He would come to the wedding, and on the spot, he did everything in 10 seconds, because he do it every single night. You do this every single night. He would tell. Later. Yeah, he didn't have a gabbai in those days. Now he has a gabbai. Those days, he did on the side. And he would tell people, that was shocking to me. He would tell people, what's your name? How do you spell this? No, you're spelling your name wrong. I know a college was very insulted. He told her, they says, no, that's not the way you spell the name. It's with an aleph, not with a hey. I don't care. You're spelling your name wrong. And the ksuba were writing the name. I'm telling you, I have experience. I do this every single night. I've gone through this 100 times, and we're spelling it with an aleph v'zehu. Whoa. Let me digest this. No, we don't have time. I have to go to another wedding.
She checked me out 30 days before.
Okay.
And he made me change his name.
Rav Tuvia. Who also made you? Rav Tuvia.
He said, Dave, with a vav.
How many weddings Rav Tuvia do? Enough. He did. That's why you used him. But I don't know if he did a mamish, two weddings a night. Okay? So it's a different type of story. I don't care. This doesn't matter. All right, let me just show you one more shot because we're running out of time. I want to show you one thing. Now, you've all gone through. Now, when they do the Sheva Brach under the Chuppah, you first say Bar Priya Gofen on a different cup of wine, and then you say six blessings. What happens if they say the wrong Brach out of order? This always happens. You go to a wedding, and they have cards, a good caterer. The one who really takes care of this is the caterer. You go to certain wedding halls. There's certain times the same guy is there. He's in charge of this. He knows this in his sleep. And you know, I remember Michael Schick used to do this. I remember years ago, Michael Schick, every single wedding that his father did, Michael Schick, he stood under the chuppah, and he had cards, and he basically was the Masada Kedushin. He did everything, make sure never happened by him. Someone said the wrong bracha. Someone has experience, the caterer, you want business. You take things into your own hands. Don't rely upon the family to be so organized. A good caterer takes things into their own hands. They know when to take away the candles, when to do this, where everyone has to stand. They get very aggressive, and they know exactly what to do to make everything be... Everything,
circles,
you name it, from beginning to end. They make sure, and a good caterer will never, ever let it happen that someone makes the wrong brach. What?
The caterer told me what. He says, because I got the meat in the oven. And if it doesn't go on schedule, the way it's supposed to, it's either going to be too burnt. So,
really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
He says, you're going to go chuppah, is this 37 minutes. You're going to go to yichudru, it's going to be X amount of time. You're coming out of yichudru, otherwise your meat will
be burnt. Hard to believe that, but I hear what you're saying. Now, okay, let me just do you one shaila, because we're out of time. One shaila before mincha. So what happens if they say the brachas out of order? They say the brachas out of order. So what is the halacha? What do you do?
Rosh Chodesh.
Today's Rosh Chodesh? Next week is Rosh Chodesh.
What is today?
Today is 20. Chaf Cheshvan. No. Chaf, 20 of Cheshvan.
There's no holidays.
No holidays in Cheshvan? Soon is a holiday. Erev Rosh Chodesh is a holiday.
No.
Okay, let's go through the brachas. So let's say you say the bracha in the wrong order. He gives the comments and he says, all of a sudden he's up to the bracha. Yoytza Adam goes, Sois Tosis, Misogel, Hoakara. Excuse me, we gave you bracha, the first bracha, not Sois Tosis. So the law of halach is generally, it doesn't matter. The order is not generally. It's not every bracha l'chol ha'deos is not me'akev. Even bracha achrita, would you believe it? Even if someone, what a chutzpah! They call me up for the third bracha. I'm a bracha achrita guy. I'm a bracha. Don't you see? I wear a hamburger. You don't call me up. I'll show them. They call me for the third bracha. I'll make bracha achrita anyway. So it works. It works. He gets the last laugh. You can make whatever bracha. The order is not me'akev, except. Now this is a machloikis ha-poiskim. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zeche Tzadik Levracha, Paskin Lahalocha Lemaisa, that the first, the second and third bracha, the order is ma'akev. Okay, the Boreh Pre'agofen L'choir is not ma'akev. You can make whenever you want. But the bracha of Yoitzer Ho'adam is the second bracha. And the bracha of Asher Yotzar Es Ho'adam B'tzalmoy. B'tzalim. I'm all mixed up here. Let me get to the Sheva Brachos. I'm looking at the wrong brachos. The bracha in front of me says Meshana Habrios. Okay, let me do this the right way. Okay. Yotzer Ha'adam. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Ha'asher Yotzar Es Adam B'tzalmoy. B'tzalim D'mustav Nisoy V'Hiskin Loi Mimenu Binyan Adiyad Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Ha'adam. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zeche Tzadik Levracha, paskins that these two brachas, the order is ma'akev. In other words, once a person makes the bracha Yotzer Ha'adam, it is too late to go back and make the bracha Yotzer Ha'adam. I'm saying the first bracha is Shehakol Baro Lichvoidai. I'm sorry. That's the first bracha. That bracha has really nothing to do with the wedding. That bracha is a bracha in honor of the Olam. The bracha in honor, the Olam has come here to give kavod to the chasen and kala. It is an honor, is a bracha that is made to give kavod to the tzibur. Okay, that bracha you can say whenever you want. L'chatchila, it's the first bracha after the Bar Paragofen. Then it comes bracha number three, Yotzer Ha'adam, and bracha number four, Asher Yotzar Es Ha'adam Mitzamar. Moshe holds that if you say the bracha Asher Yotzar Es Ha'adam before you say the bracha Yotzer Ha'adam, it is too late to ever say Yotzer Ha'adam. Why is that? So in order to understand, now that's Rav Moshe Shita. I do not know if the Olam accepts that lahalacha mamish. It is a machloikis sapoiskim. Unfortunately, at this moment, I can't remember all the names. Not apostle. It doesn't make a difference. As long as you say the last bracha, they're married. The last bracha, they have to say the last bracha for them to get to be mesayim the nisuin. But the other brachas are not me'akev. And what happens if you say the bracha of Asher Yotzar before you say the bracha Yotzer Ha'adam? According to Moshe, you no longer make that bracha Yotzer Ha'adam. Everything is fine and good. They're married. Shalom al Yisrael. They're married. Finish all the brachas. They're married. But don't say the bracha Yotzer Ha'adam. It is the bracha Levatola. He learns that it's just like when you say the brachas Shaloi Osani Goy. Shaloi Osani Oved. Shaloi Osani Isha. Once you say Shaloi Osani Isha, then you can't say anymore Shaloi Osani Goy or Shaloi Osani Oved, because Mechlal Mosayim Yeshmone. If you start off gradual, Shaloi Osani Goy, okay, I'm not a Goy, but I can still be an Eved or an Isha. Shaloi Osani Oved. But once you say Shaloi Osani Isha, if I'm not an Isha, I'm certainly not a Goy, and I'm not an Eved, or a Shivcha for that matter. So once you say the third, you can't say any longer the first, the second. Once you say the second, you can't say the first. That's the halacha. You have to be very careful when it comes to those three blessings to say them in the proper order. Some disagree, the Mishnah Berurah and Shita disagree, it's not so pasha, but generally you paskin that you have to say those three brachas in order, Shloya Sani Goy, Shloya Sani Oved, Shloya Sani Isha, and if you mess it up, you can't go back. Same thing, Bichlal Mosayim included in 200 is 100. What do we mean? So what do these brachas really mean? So according to the, I can't remember all the names. The Rambam describes the brachas. It's really the Gemara Masechta Ksubis. We learned Daf Yomi not that long ago. Okay, then the beginning of Masechta Ksubis, all the beautiful Rashi's and the Rishonim on these brachas. The bracha Yotzer Ha'adam is the Yitzira Rishonah. Hashem first made Adam all alone. Adam. The second blessing is the second Yitzira. Hashem took Adam and made from Adam Chava. So The second blessing is describing what's called the second creation of man, the second edition of man. There are many different ways to learn. There's the Yetzirah Rishona, these are the terms of the Mefarshim, and the Yetzirah Shania. There was a first creation, or some want to say that the first bracha, Yetzer HaAdam, was the Machshava. Hashem had Kavana. He came up with the idea, Nase Adam. Nase Adam. That's Yetzer HaAdam, Hashem's Machshava, his plan, or Hashem's initial creation of Adam. Afterwards, Hashem says, you know, we have to make some corrections. Send man back to the factory for some adjustments, some reconfiguration, recalibration, the second Yetzirah. So once you already say the second Yetzirah, it's too late to go back and talk about the first Yetzirah, because the second Yetzirah already includes the first Yetzirah. So therefore, you go to a wedding, if they make a mistake and they say, Asher Yotzer Es Mitzalmo, pay close attention to what the Mesader Kedushin will decide. There are some Mesadre Kedushin that will say, it's okay, just say the next person, they give him Yotzer HaAdam, and some will say, no, once you miss Yotzer HaAdam, too little, too late. Machlekes HaPoiskim. Some follow Rav Moshe, some did not follow Rav Moshe. Could very well be that the more common is not to follow Rav Moshe. Why not? Because this is what we're going to conclude. It's very interesting. Meir, you're going to love this. That some say that's not the pshat in the bracha Yotzer HaAdam and the second Yotzer HaAdam. Some learn that it's in different pshat. Some suggest that the bracha of Yotzer HaAdam is a bracha on the creation of an isha. How do you know that? It says, it's a pasuk by Midbar where it calls a woman an Adam. It says by Melchemes Midyan. I forgot the pasuk. It's a pasuk in I forgot, I don't have the same in front of me now. The word Adam can refer exclusively to a woman. And someone has said the first bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yoitzer HaAdam, Hashem created a woman, Chava. The second bracha is the creation of the male. Asher Yotzar Es Adam Bitzalmo is Adam. Can you imagine? Ladies first. Rishonim say this. The first bracha is a bracha on the creation of an isha, and the second bracha is a creation on the creation of a man. Some say pumfakert. The first bracha is Yotzer HaAdam, is the creation of the male, and the second bracha is focused on the creation of an isha. So therefore, it doesn't make a difference. If you by mistake say the bracha number two first, it's okay. So you made a bracha on the creation of a male. You still have to make a bracha on the creation of a female, or vice versa. So therefore, other paiskim, so it all depends how you learn pshat in these two adams, these two brachas. If you learn the more common translation of the interpretation of these two blessings, the first bracha is the Bria Rishayna, the Yetzira Rishayna, the first creation. The second bracha is the Bria Yetzira Shania. If that's how you want to learn pshat in the bracha one and bracha number two, then bichlal mosayim yeshmone. Once you've already praised Hashem for the Bria Yishania, the second creation, it's too late to praise Hashem for the Bria Rishayna. Just like once you say Shaloya Sani Isha, you can't say anymore Shaloya Sani Avi, Shaloya Sani Goy. But if you learn the pshat in the bracha is not the Bria Rishayna and the Bria Shania, it's a bracha giving shevach for the creation of a male, and a bracha for the shevach, the creation of a female, and then machlekes rishonim, which way you go, is the first bracha on an isha and the second on an adam, or is it vice versa? So just because you went out of order, so what? You can go and you can make it up. So interesting to go to a chasna to pay attention, because this happens. If you like to go to chasnas often, it happens. It happens where they definitely make a mistake in the order of the brachas. And I've seen this a few times. And every time I've seen it, the Mesader Kedushin just said, or even the people in the audience, because it's so common it seems, it's all right, it's okay. He made the wrong bracha. Just say the bracha. And the next one goes back and he says the bracha that was missing. But Benogeya, these two brachas, it's not so simple. Rav Moshe held that it's too late to make the bracha Yotzer HaAdam.